This is HPR episode 2008 entitled, HPR Needs Shows to Survive. It is hosted by Ken Forlan and is about 20 minutes long. The summary is, do not listen to this show. Record one instead.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hi everybody, my name is Ken Fallon and you're listening to another, possibly one of the last episodes of Hacker Public Radio. We're very low on shows at the moment, so much so that we're down to two. So much so that the show that I had planned to do today, I felt the need to record the show and make sure it gets out. So much so that instead of listening to today's show, I actually want you to go and record your own show. If you have been listening to podcasts at all, you've got to have had the thought at one time or another to record a podcast. And that is what HPR is all about. And that is what we've been bringing to you for the last 10 years, 6 months and 7 days. Yeah, that's what we've been doing for the last, 2,307 episodes. Now, if you have not recorded the show and you've listened to any of these episodes, please consider contributing to HPR. And I'll read you a segment from the HPR About page. What differentiates HPR from other podcasts is that the shows are produced by the community, fellow listeners like you. Now, when you listen to other podcasts, other professionally produced podcasts or other amateur podcasts, they're produced by a small team of people. These shows are not. They're produced by you, the community. The fact that a few people bubble to the surface from time to time and take up the slack has been a feature of HPR. Last year was excellent insofar as I didn't have to worry about the queue because there were four, possibly five people contributing shows on a continuous, regular basis throughout the year. Problem with that, of course, is that everybody else sits back, relaxes and enjoys the shows. Well, it's a community thing. About this project, I have always said that when I took over the admin of HPR, the initial email that I put out was after a period of time where no shows were being released. Now, at the time, I thought the project was worth saving. And indeed, in that intervening time, we have not missed a single day where somebody has not subscribed to the show. And I've always said that as far as it goes, should we stop HPR, yes or no? And it all depends on the input of people. You don't have a say on the mailing list. You don't have a say on the website. The only say you have is, if you record the show and you submit it, that is how you get a vote in whether HPR continues or not. Very, very simple. By the way, you shouldn't even be listening to this. You should be recording a show right now if you agree with this whole concept. Right now, looking at the queue, we have 2 days. There's two shows, one show left in the queue. I'll probably be able to scrape together a show for Friday. And then we are down to basically having four shows in the queue. So we will start using our emergency shows. We have 8 of them left. And after those are all done, then we're shutting up shop and we're closing down the RSS feed. Now, somebody else can come along and take it over. I'm absolutely fine with that. But as far as it goes, we need to have shows. Okay, enough preaching. Let me walk you through how easy this is. The whole point of HPR is to make it easy for you to record a show. The whole point of it. There are people who will edit the shows for you. The people who post the shows for you. There's people who pay for the website hosting. There's people who do the RSS feed. There's people who put the shows up in archive.org. There's people who make sure that it gets sent out to Twitter. There's people who listen to the shows. You don't have to do anything except press record in that recorder. Whatever you're listening to on this now, you probably has a recording function. Press record, talk, and submit the show. Couldn't be simpler. Right, here's how you do it. Go to hackerpublicradio.com/contribute.php. If you can't find that, it's under the, you have a menu, home, get shows, which has got the RSS feed, complete episode guide, in-depth series, so you can have a look at what other people have done. Now, in the give a show section, if you go down to contribute, there's a general page. If you click on that, you'll get, so you wanted to do a podcast, here you are. The stuff you need to do. And first line, right there, HPR will stop as a project if there are not enough shows. Now, we're not going to syndicate shows that are not produced by HPR. We have other feeds for that. And there are other people doing that stuff. So the whole point of HPR is one show every day, every weekday, Monday to Friday, produced by somebody. You're agreeing to the show being licensed by Creative Commons by attribution share alike. You're also agreeing that you have permission to redistribute the show in its entirety. That means if there's backing music, you have permission to do that. We will not moderate your show. We will not even listen to your show until it's posted. It will be signaled as explicit content unless you decide otherwise, which you can do in the upload form. You determine when the show released. Basically comes on a first come, first served basis. You pick the time. And some technical stuff. We use UTF-8 end-to-end, supporting a wide range of international characters. Your show will be heard by an international audience, so bear that in mind. We always need emergency shows, and after you post a show, you will no longer be able to edit the Hacker Public Radio page on Wikipedia. Okay, so what do you need to do? First thing you need to do is select a topic. Now, we have a whole go of topics on our requested topic page. Let's have a look over there. How did you get into podcasting, Linux, or geekdom? What podcasts do you listen to? What would you recommend? What's in your bag? Favorite Android, desktop, browser applications? Introduction to Wireshark? Choosing artistic design for websites, business cards, etc. Music theory? Installing VPN for your home network? Initd and Systemd? LPI? Series? Audio series? Hackintosh computers? Grub2? FM transmitters? Accessible computing, knitting, how to build a house, Bitcoin, soldering, welding, how to fix a car, streaming software, ripping software, GNU Plot, Nachios, GPG, OpenPGP. What do you do with a Raspberry Pi? It broke, I fixed it. How does Core Boot work? Introduction to ham radio. I've moved and they do it like this here. How to record a tag team tutorial on a topic. OpenStreetMap editor, entomology, functions versus procedural versus object programming, sed, awk, and grep, setting up an IMAP SMTP Gmail in the command line interface mail program, IRSSI, your view on the future, alternative use of Byzantine email classifiers, how to use a multimeter and other basic electronic components like a 555 timer, how does Hubble remain fixed on a spot in space while in orbiting the Earth. GNU Automake. What's the deal with IPv6? Why can't we just NAT at the ISP level? Are there privacy issues in having your MAC address as part of your IP address? Network like a pro. If you were to treat your home network like a corporate server farm, what tools and hardware would it entail to treat your home network like a security professional? What do you need for a firewall, and what are the protection prevention technologies that we could be implementing? Beyond the firewall and IDS, IPS, what do I need? I've started listening to Security Weekly starting last December, and at some point the suggestion suggested a secondary IDS behind the firewall to record what the primary defenses missed. Where and how do I set that up? Beyond the firewall and IDS, what other tools should I be running? Where should they be on the network? How many physical boxes are we talking about? Emphasis should be on low power devices and free as in beer tools. Now that security is in place, how to read the logs, formulate a response to an intrusion. What I've learned from Security Weekly is that you can't prevent an intrusion. It's how to respond when you are compromised. Again, according to Security Weekly, the security manager's job is to detect the intrusion inside 48 hours rather than 48 months. How can you prevent your proprietary data and customer? How can you protect your proprietary data and customer database? What are the answers I need to the questions I don't know enough to ask? IPFS and don't leave out IPNS, I'd really like to get a better understanding of their practical use of this. Okay, how to record a show. You can record a show using a regular old telephone. The phone numbers are, in the US, 470-222-4257. That's 470-222-4257. Or if you're calling from the UK, 0203-432-5879. That's 0203-432-5879. Listen to the introduction. Introduce yourself, giving your email and the show number. So when you call up, you will be told, hi, this is Joe Bob. I'm recording this show for HPR, blah, 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 blah. My email address is clearly, slowly and clearly, you have to give your email address so we can contact you. Then record your show and press the hash sign when you're finished. Another way to do it is using a portable media player like the one you're probably using now. It will have a record function. Try and set it to WAV or FLAC if you can. If you can't, we will take whatever you have. Don't worry about that. If you have a computer, you can use Audacity. There's a big red button on the main menu. When you open Audacity, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 buttons. The sixth one is record. Press the record and talk. When you start seeing blue stuff appearing, then that is you recording. You can record your show that way. Interviews with the phone, you can use Skype and use Skype call recorder to call to record the call. Or if there's going to be a few of you, there is a mumble chat, and there's links to this in the show notes under hackerpublicradio.org/recording.php. recording a round table discussion. You can connect to ch1.teamspeak.cc. That's ch1.teamspeak.cc on port 64747. That's 64747. And in there you'll find a Hacker Public Radio room. Feel free to walk in there and record your show. Again, if you can avoid bedding or background music, try and keep it as simple as possible. We also mix down to mono, and there's also no need to add any metadata to your file. So that's how you can record a show. Once you have your show recorded, you can go to the calendar page, which is, again, under Give Shows, Calendar. And basically, you're presented with a whole list of dates for the next 2 months, showing something like Tuesday, 2016-04-12, HPR 2087, My New Laptop by Dave Morris. And then tomorrow's show is my show. So we have a free slot on Friday this week. In 2 more days, we have a free slot. And once you click there, it says Available Upload Now. You click on that button, and then you'll be able to pick your slot. It'll be pre-picked for yourself, and type in your email address. Make sure to use an email address that will be available publicly. If you don't want your email address to be displayed publicly, contact admin@hackerpublicradio.org, and we'll set up a hackerpublicradio.org alias for you, so that when any email address is sent to your username at hackerpublicradio, it'll get forwarded to your email alias. Otherwise, you can go and get an account from Gmail or something. Once you do that, you will be greeted with a thank you message. Within 15 minutes, you should have had an email come in. In my case, it's already come in. Confirmation to request of request to reserve slot. And it gives me a link. Upload.php ?key = and a big long random key. I take that and I go back into the exact same browser page that has thank you, and then I do paste and go into the language bar. I'm greeted with a screen that says uploading Hacker Public Radio for release on 2016-04-19. I will clean this out once I'm finished. You can upload an image, or if the email address you have associated with it has an email on Gravatar, you can included there. The only thing you have to provide is a name or handle. You can select a default license for all your shows. By default, it will be CC by SA. And under profile, you can put in HTML comments or text comments, Twitter handle, where your blog is, that sort of thing. Then you can fill in information about the episode. Anything marked with an asterisk is required fields. We don't have that many of them, so just have a look. The first one is the title. This is a short description of your show. Today's show will be, for instance, HBR Needs Shows. And the summary, right underneath it, should be a short Twitter-friendly summary. Ken records a show asking people to record shows. Or HBR urgently needs shows. Please record some. You get the idea. Underneath that, there's some information that helps me know whether you've added an intro or not. Select no to synopsis because most people don't do that, include that. That's the text-to-speech bit at the front. If you have not added an intro or an outro, just simply select no to all of those three. If your show doesn't have any bad words or is not of an issue to anybody, not offensive to anybody in the world, just is your show explicit, select no, and if it is, select yes, or just leave it as yes. Again, you can pick the license for your entire, for this show, by the using the drop-down list. By default, it's CC by SA. More information is given on a link. And then you can add some show notes, links, and that sort of thing, if you wish. You can go very detailed, and if you want to go detailed, that's fine. We can deal with that later on. But right now, give us some links and tell us a little bit about what it is that's in your show. The more information that you can provide, the better. But if you find that that is causing you not to upload the show, then just please put there are no show notes or something. I would prefer if you did add show notes, but otherwise, please add a show and somebody else, a volunteer, will do that for you. If it's part of a series, then you can pick the series that it's part of right there. If not, we'll add it. If you'd like to add a list of comma-separated tags, you can do so right there. Then you have four options on how to send us a show. Option one is to choose files. You can select one or more files to upload. You can provide us a URL where we can get them from your server, or you can simply leave it blank and then you'll be sent information on how to upload them via FTP, or how you can, the dial-in numbers that I've given you earlier on, those will be explained. Once you press submit, your browser will start uploading the file. If it's a large file, a FLAC file, that might take a considerable amount of time. So if you do this, you should probably do it in Chrome, which by default shows you the percentage of uploads speed. If you're not doing it in Chrome, then just be prepared for a wait. If you are more comfortable seeing progress, then probably just press submit without choosing files and then upload via FTP when you can. Once you do that, you will be sent an email saying thank you for uploading your show. So as your upload goes, you can just wait and this will continue to upload a show for you. If you have any questions, please contact admin@hackerpublicradio.org, and that will come through to myself, Dave, and my Bill, and some other folks. If you want to chat to somebody at any time, go on to OddCastPlanet, #OddCastPlanet on freenode.net. This is all in the link, /contribute.php. Or you can send us a tweet @HPR on Twitter. Thing to remember is lots and lots of people have contributed to the show. It's really tough doing the first one. It gets a lot easier and gets to a point where you're just, your whole life becomes, you're thinking of shows and how you can structure shows. I'd like more people to be in that mode if possible. If you haven't done a show in a while, please reconsider getting back in. It's a great way to stay in touch with the community. If you've never done a show, please just introduce yourself. Even if you don't think it's of interest, we love hearing shows from people around the world. There's nothing like hearing somebody else's experience with technology. It really is some of the shows that we get the best feedback on. So do that. Our mottos: any audio is better than no audio, and any topic that is of interest to hackers. And Dave and I, as if you listen to the Community News Show, qualify as two hackers, I hope you'd agree. And including yourself on that list, that makes three. That's one over the quota. So, guys, there you go. If you have listened to this and you have not recorded a show, why did you listen to this when you could have been recording a show? Seriously. I just want to make it again, quite clear that HPR as a project requires people to send in shows. If we don't send in shows, we're not just going to leave the whole project dwindle away and post shows sometime here and sometime there, and then people unsubscribe and then it just dies. The project itself is worthy of a start, beginning, start, middle and end. And that's what we're going to do. Okay. If you don't want it to end, it will end at some time. Yes, it will. If you don't want it to end though, here's your way to do it. You have a say. You do have a say in this. And that is by recording a show and sending it in. Okay. Tune in tomorrow for one more show. Which is going to be, it's being processed at the minute. Don't know what it's going to be. And I don't know what's going to be on Friday. So there you go. Exciting times. Exciting time, folks. Tune in tomorrow for another exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.